Hey Panthers, it's Danica DiTocco, class of 2020, and welcome to the Seattle Prep Podcast. Guys, very special podcast today because I'm joined with real-life musician Aisha Munir, class of 2020. She's the lead singer of her band, the Chocolate Frosted Sugar Bombs, where she and other teens make covers and perform showcases with other youth bands. She's been performing for the past 5 or so years, and she's been loving it. Well, with no further ado, here's Aisha, our local celebrity.
Hey there, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm here with Aisha, and I heard you were in a band.
I am.
You are? That's crazy. So, what's your name, you know?
My name is Aisha.
Oh, I meant the name of your band, but
wait, we already said my name. So, the name of my band is the Chocolate Frosted Sugar Bombs.
Oh, wait, hold up, I'm sorry. I would definitely like more context with that.
Yeah, well, the thing is, we started this band when we were, like, 11, and we never changed the name, so the Chocolate Frosted Sugar Bombs is a reference to Calvin and Hobbes. It's the cereal that Calvin eats in one comic strip, so, yeah.
And you were 11? Mm-hmm. How do you kind of just start, I'm gonna do this, like...
Well, we didn't
get your start. Basically.
We didn't really start our band. There's this like organization that's like kind of like a school of music place, and this dude named Charles who kind of runs a bunch of kids and teens bands. So we just kind of all signed up and like met each other for the first time there, and we've been doing it since then.
Ooh, how many other people are a part of the chocolate covered frosted
chocolate frosted sugar bombs?
Chocolate frosted sugar bombs.
Well, we kind of have switched members a few times because it is like more of a after-school activity than like an actual band, so like we have people coming and going, but like right now I think we have 6 people, so yeah.
What do you play?
I'm the singer.
Ooh, lead?
Yeah.
Okay.
A little bit.
And whatchamacallit, and what other instruments do you have, like bass, and you have like duke guitar?
Yeah, we have
playing the triangle.
We have like drummer, keyboardist, two guitarists, and bassist.
Do you have a favorite person you've had so far? I don't know.
I mean, there's only one other girl who has been there since I joined when I was 11. She's a drummer. Her name's Erin. So we're, like, closer just because we've known each other for longer, but everyone's awesome, so.
Are you guys, you founded it, basically?
I mean, we, like, joined first.
Or was there people in that kind of, this band, before you were there, and you just kind of tagged on and they all just kind of disappear?
Well, we all kind of... It starts with, like, we join, like, the youngest you can join, which is about 11, and that's, like, the lowest level band, and he just kind of, the guy who runs it, like, puts together a bunch of kids, and then you keep going and seeing if you can keep growing with it, and if everyone stays in the band, that's cool, but if they don't, like, he'll find new kids that joined later after they were younger, so.
And what's the program? I don't think you mentioned that. You kind of.
It's called Kaleidoscope. It's in Issaquah, because that's where I live, so.
Ooh, Issaquah, that's a ways.
I know.
And you guys do, like, live shows?
Yeah. We kind of do, like, we just perform at different places that he finds. Like, he has all of his bands, because there's a lot of us, like, teen bands and stuff. He just kind of puts us in an order, and we all go.
What's your kind of, like, what type of venues are they more so? I don't know, cafes, or little amphitheaters?
We have... a lot of ours are just kind of, it's a weird placement, it sounds weird when you describe it, it's like in front of a library, but like it's outside in front of the street, just in Issaquah. That one we don't get a lot of people coming, or we don't really have a lot of people for most of them, but that's like,
aww.
I mean, we're just like a random kid band, but
yeah,
like,
okay.
it's super fun. We like perform at this like art walk also in Issaquah and Salmon Days, which if you don't live in Issaquah or Sammamish, like you don't really know what that is, I guess. I thought everyone knew that until I left Issaquah and I was like, wow, no one knows what that is. But it's just like a like festival thing, and we perform at Hard Rock Cafe once a year, which is super fun.
That's fun. That is fun.
Yeah.
How many people usually attend kind of as like the audience, not the band?
Yeah, yeah. Not that many. It's like our parents and like whatever friends we invite, but
oh,
it's more just like for the experience, really. I don't think we're not trying to like be famous or anything. We're just trying to have fun. So yeah.
Are you gonna do anything with your kind of experience?
What do you mean by that?
Like, I don't know. Are you gonna try to kind of build on this opportunity that you've been given? Maybe do music on your own, start posting YouTube videos.
Yeah, I've been, like, thinking about maybe starting a YouTube channel, but I'm probably also not going to be in this band for very long because Erin, the other girl that I mentioned earlier, is actually graduating this year, so, and one other girl, the bassist, is also a senior, so they're both going to be leaving, and I'm going to be really busy next year, so I think this is probably the last year for the Chocolate Frosted Sugar Bombs, but
aww.
I've always done some kind of music my whole life, so I don't see stopping that, and it's definitely been a great experience, too, for the past, like, what, 6 years? So, yeah.
No, that's a long time.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's like a kindergartner. Yeah.
Yeah.
And whatchamacallit, do you kind of focus on one genre, or do you just dabble in a little bit of everything?
Well, at the beginning of the year, the guy who runs it, like, he kind of just, he has us each suggest maybe, like, 10 or 15 songs, and he'll take a couple of each of our suggestions and put them on one big, like, master list that we're gonna try to fit as many as we can into the year. We don't usually get to all of them, but basically it's gonna be kind of random, because each kid has slightly different preference in music, and we end up doing a few covers from each person.
What's your favorite cover you have done so far?
That we've ever done? Well, there's, like, my favorite song that I just like as a song that we've done was Ode to Sleep, because I'm a huge 21 Pilots fan, but that one didn't, like, my favorite that's, like, from what it sounded like was Bobo O'Reilly, because our guitarist had, like, a super cool solo, and we were all proud of him, and it sounded great, so,
ooh.
Yeah.
is the master list you pick on, is that's the choices you have for when you perform, like,
yeah.
Live? Do you guys do, like, I guess that is kind of, like, a showcase.
Mm-hmm.
And have you ever, like, competed? You know, battle the bands kind of vibe?
No. We've never competed. It's a very, like, chill environment. We're all just there for fun. Mm-hmm. There's no competitiveness, really.
How often do you, like, kind of practice?
Not that often. Like, every few weeks.
Like, oh, like, once for, like, a few hours? Or, like, kind of once
yeah,
an hour?
Yeah, like a few hours, like, once every few weeks, mm-hmm. basically.
And you guys, you've been doing it for 6 years now.
Yeah.
You've probably grown so much physically,
yeah.
Mentally,
yeah.
Emotionally, spiritually. How has it kind of added to your life? I guess you've met people.
Yeah, it's kind of cool to have, first of all, friends, like, near me in Issaquah and stuff, because I do go to school. It's kind of far from my, like, from where I live, so, like,
yeah.
Having kids that are all, I don't know, near me, like, that I can go to, like, hang out with them or whatever that's not in Seattle, which is kind
yeah.
of far, but, like, the actual, like, band, it definitely helped me a lot with, like, getting over being shy, because I was incredibly shy as, like, a younger kid,
mm-hmm.
so, like, being forced to kind of go out and, like, sing in front of people and all that, it was, like, super helpful.
How was that your first concert, like, kind of performing live? You're especially, like, what, middle school?
Yeah.
Like, probably super nervous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How'd that go?
Well, I don't know, when you think of a rock band, you probably think of the singer, I don't know, doing, like, crazy stuff, like, running around the stage. I just stood there the whole time, like, holding the mic. I was, like, I was having a good time, I guess, but, like, I was so nervous, so I was just, like, standing there singing. I think we sang Adele. It wasn't even rock. It was funny.
What's your stage, not stage life, your stage presence? Are you now rocking out? Are you doing hair flips, bro?
Like, I mean, I still don't think I move that much, but, like, I don't
like,
necessarily.
Now you just add a tap here and there, maybe you'll sway.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
Alright. And do you get to hang out with your band members, like, outside of the thing? You know, you have a little squad.
We don't hang out too much outside of the band, but a lot of times we'll go, like, during rehearsal, we'll stop in the middle and say, let's just go get frozen yogurt and come back to this.
That's
or we'll,
like
do a pizza party beforehand or whatever. Just, you know, when we're all together anyway is usually when we'll say, why don't we just hang out before or after or whatever, because we're all here anyway and it's fun.
I mean, might as well.
Yeah, might as well get some pizza while we're here.
Yeah. And how have you kind of felt that you contributed best to the chocolate frosted sugar bombs? Yeah.
Yeah,
all
that
right,
was
yes.
correct. Good job. What do you mean, like, contributed? Like,
I guess, you know, how have your kind of, not persona, your personality, maybe is it encouraged growth of others? How have you, like, supported, like, being in that community feel,
yeah.
I guess?
Well,
as the general.
In my band, pretty much the
quality.
Whole time, I've been known as the one with, like, the most energy and, like, kind of being crazy, which
oh,
is
I love that.
Super fun. So, like, I don't know, it's cool to, like, I don't know, get stuff started, I guess. If I'm acting crazy, then everyone starts acting crazy, and we're all just having fun, so.
Wow, so you are, like, the lead singer of a rock band. Like, Freddie Mercury, who?
Oh,
and, how has chocolate frosted sugar bombs,
yes.
Like, what has made it what has made it feel like you? besides you singing, of course, but yeah, and you're singing other people's words, so what makes it you? Gives that Aisha Munir touch?
Well, I don't know. I don't know, I've been singing since definitely before I joined that band, so, like, being able to perform with live music is a whole different thing than, like, performing with karaoke tracks or whatever, and it's yeah. super cool. It's, like, it's something I'm definitely gonna miss, because that's, like, a pretty, I think, awesome opportunity to be able to perform on stage with, like, actual instrumentation behind you and stuff instead of just, like, a track. Mm-hmm. So, like, that's super cool.
And I guess we are at the end.
Okay.
That was really cool. I love hearing about the chocolate frosted sugar bombs.
Yes.
And honestly, really inspiring. I'm so into that. Like, so into that. I don't even understand. And for maybe other people who are listening and are also super into that, what do you recommend? Any word of advice from a band expert?
A band expert? I would not call me that. I don't know. Advice?
Yeah.
I guess just putting yourself out there. I mean, it definitely takes a lot of confidence for me to perform every single time. I still get nervous doing it 6 years, but, like, it's always worth it. I always have a ton of fun, so, yeah.
Yeah, just that excitement keeps you alive. Yeah. It's the fire. All right, well, thank you again for joining me. It was super fun to talk to you, and I love the chocolate frosting sugar bombs so much, and I bet they will dearly, dearly miss you.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for listening in. Catch you next time, Prep.